Welcome to the Rejoice in Truth podcast, season 2, episode 2. Alright, so it's just me this time, guys, but it's okay, because the last time I posted was like a month or two ago, and it was a student panel talk that my youth group had that I was speaking at, and we were talking about like pretty, really beautiful, amazing questions that like hard faith questions, honestly, and you should totally go listen to it, even though it's a little chaotic, but you know, it wouldn't be my podcast if it wasn't super chaotic and had random parts in it, but it's okay, because, you know, I don't really know how to edit. That's funny, though. So, yeah, it takes me, like, 100 million tries to try to get these, like, at least decent. I'm sorry, that was, like, my biggest year. Yeah, I don't know how to edit, and whatever, it's okay, because God is still using this by His grace. Amen. Anyways, I'm gonna pray real quick, just because it's 12:05 a.m. and I don't even know what I'm gonna say. My mind is tired and I really need the Holy Spirit just to speak through me. I don't even know why I'm doing this. It's kind of been on my heart. So yes, and I have a pretty good topic to talk about, even though I should probably do this tomorrow, but you know, it's alright. Oh, glory to God. Alright, let's pray. Heavenly Father God, thank you, God, just that I can do this. You have given me an opportunity to do this, even though it's really late, early. Anyways, God, thank you for the person that's listening to this, God. I just pray that you would bless them, Father, and that you would open up their hearts, God, to hear what you have to say through me. I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak through me, and that you would just have your way, and Father, I just pray that every word I say would be from you, and anything that is from my deceitful heart, God, that it would just fall to the ground, and that they would forget it, God, and only the words that come from you, Father, would stay restored into their hearts and their mind, engraved into their hearts and their mind, Father, for it is your Holy Spirit speaking through me, and that, God, you would just help us apply your word to our life, please. Jesus' name, amen. Alright. What was I doing? Sorry, y'all. Anyways. Alright. We're gonna be talking about comparison today, because I've been struggling with that a lot lately, and we all struggle with it. Comparison is such a huge thing, and you know, all my friends are like, yeah, I wish this, this, and that. I'm like, okay, besties, well, let me tell you one thing. Comparison kills you. That's, first of all, comparison kills you. Whatever happened to my cool little pens? I don't know where they are. Anyways, but yeah, comparison kills you, and if it hasn't yet, it eventually will. But comparison is basically comparing something that's yours with someone else's, or something that you have that you don't have that someone else does. Is that what comparison is? Let me Google definition real quick. But honestly, I've just been struggling with this a lot, and we all struggle with it because of our sinful nature, honestly. It's always like, we're never fully satisfied. You know, what is comparison? Alright. Oh, not compassion. Oh, wait, does God want me to talk about this? Sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortune of others. Whoa. Wait, am I supposed to talk about compassion? What is comparison? It's funny though. A consideration or estimate of the similarities or dissimilarities between two things or people. Alright. Okay. We're gonna title this Compassion and Comparison, since we're gonna talk about both. Like I said, it's 12:09 a.m., and we're just gonna see where God takes us. Secret, guys, I don't know how to edit podcasts, so, if I say something that kind of doesn't make sense, try to forget it, please, and just listen to, if God will keep it in your mind, it's fine. Yes. All right. Let's start. Let's get into it. Anyways. All right. So lately, I have been struggling with comparison a lot, and honestly, just really with people's relationships with God versus like mine. And honestly, since I gave my life to Jesus, and friends that I'm not friends with anymore started doing the same, I would compare my faith with theirs, and I was honestly super prideful, and I still am with that, and it's really horrible, because I would always be like, oh yeah, like, I'm better than them, because I seek God more, I read my Bible more, you know, I share his word, and they're afraid to, like, that's super duper prideful, and I really repent from that, because, like, first of all, let's look at it from Jesus's perspective. Like, there's this beautiful poem in Philippians chapter 2 just talking about Jesus, and I want to share a verse with you real quick. But to me, I think it's like super beautiful, and it really stuck out to me. Let me find it. But it says this. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. Ready for this? Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. It's talking about Jesus. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, by being made in human likeness. Hold up. Jesus, who in very nature is God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for his own advantage. Right there. Jesus, who is God in flesh, did not consider his like closest or like equality with God to be used for his own advantage. Like, I think that right there is just instead, he made himself a servant. Why do I say servant like that? He made himself a servant, and he emptied himself. Like, I believe some translations will say he emptied himself and made himself, like, nothing. And I think that's really humbling and beautiful to read that. Jesus, who had all the authority and power on heaven and on earth and under the earth and everywhere, made himself nothing, made himself a servant. Not for his own sake, but for the sake of us. And, like, who are we to even, like, sorry, I have, like, my dog's hair on my phone. That's funny. Anyways, like, who are we to be, you know, prideful about a relationship with God, or like compare it to like and like even when we compare it, like, it's not even like giving glory to God, honestly. It's really reflecting us and giving us glory, because pride isn't from God. Humility is the like the fruit of the spirit, but I'm gonna say pride is not from God. And like when we compare our relationship with God, like, with others' relationship with God, like, that's also pretty draining, because everyone has their own walk with God, everyone has their own path with God, and God has a plan and story for everyone, and it's uniquely made and written by him, and not everyone's gonna have the same story. And, so here's a real life example, actually, that's been happening these couple weeks. Okay, Sadie Robertson and Huff. I love her so much. I look up to her a lot, and, you know, she has a beautiful calling. She has, like, the same calling I feel God has placed on my life, which is to speak, especially to speak in front of youth and things like that. And she's a girl doing it, and her marriage is so lovely, and she has a child now, and You know, she looks like she has the picture perfect life, perfect relationship with God, and so loving and kind and all that. And, you know, she looks like she has it all together. And, you know, I really, you know, like I said, I really look up to her, I admire her, but I made that become an idol. And I literally worship that because I spent so much time focusing on her life and what she did. And I was just comparing my life with hers. And like truth is, I'm probably not even going to meet her. That'd be super cool if I did, but chances are I really won't. And like, what a waste of time comparing my walk with God and my life with hers, because God has a different calling for my life. Like, God did not create us to be a copy and paste of someone else, but he created us to be original, to live original. And I even think that's something that she said, but that really stuck with me because it's true. Like, we aren't created to like reflect anyone else but Jesus, you know. And like, our walk with God is our walk with God, and period. Like, that's it. Like, we're all gonna have different walks with God. And something that's, I guess, helped me with that is, like, we have to recognize what is the root of all of our sin, what is the root of all of this comparison. And now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like the root of it was lack of maybe contentment or fear of what the future holds. And the thing is, like, it's true, comparison will kill you. And like, what's the point of doing it when God has created us all uniquely, all originally, having his creativeness? And, you know, we all have been given gifts that are helping us serve God and things like that. And everyone just has a different calling. And I think I was fearful that my life may not turn out as hers. But another thing that social media does, or just people in general, like, we obviously want to put out the best of ourselves. Like, that's obvious. Like, you never want to show the worst of yourself with, like, people. But we always put out the best of ourselves, and, you know, we try to make it look like picture perfect altogether. But honestly, it's funny that we do that, because we're all super broken. Like, we're like, what's the point, honestly? Like, it's funny that we try to put out this, like, perfection image with everyone, because, like, we all do it, and the truth is, like, we're super broken. So, like, what the heck. But sorry, the only perfect one is Jesus. Sorry, I'm so tired. But anyways, as I was talking about this, Psalm 139 came into my head, and I love that psalm so much. I think it's so beautiful. It's talking about how God just made us super uniquely and how he loves us. Why did I just randomly turn to Malachi? That's funny. Anyways, why do I laugh at my own jokes? Oh my goodness. Okay, anyways, comparison. Why do I do it so much? Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm tired. Okay, Psalm 139. Okay, I'm not trying to find it. It's here somewhere. Okay, I found it. Oh, why do I have so much writing on here? Anyways. So, Psalm 139, 13 through 14. Y'all have probably heard this verse, but it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Oh, and then it goes on to say in verse 17, it says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only, God, you would slay the wicked." And then it goes on to talk about war. Okay, sorry, I didn't even... That's funny, because I read that all, like, prettily, okay, whatever. But then it goes on to talk about war. That's funny. But yeah, I want to focus on I praise you for I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows that full well. Do our souls know that full well, that God made us in his image? That we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, fearfully and wonderfully made. Another thing with comparison comes insecurity and looks and things like that. Like, there's a lot of things about myself that I guess I'm insecure about, but to be honest, my physical look, I'm not insecure about that because I can't do anything about that. Like, God made me this way, you know? But I'm honestly insecure about my heart and my inside, not really my outside necessarily, because I can't really do anything about that, but my inside, because honestly the heart, like Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart for all you do flows from it. Like, I'm honestly insecure about my heart. Like, all that, I have a lot of evilness in my heart. Like, now that I look at it, I have a lot of selfishness. I have a lot of like ambition and like pride, and you know, I feel super disgusting. And I think the closer we get to God, the more we realize, or the more he just shows us how sinful, how unworthy we are to even be known by God. And yeah, but insecurity is another thing, because honestly a lot of us, you know, we're insecure about how we look, but you can't really do that. You can't do anything about that. Now that I just talked about all that, it's pretty stupid to compare. It's pretty stupid to be insecure, because we can't do anything about that. Like, if you really love God, you would let him write your story, and you would wait in that, and you would trust in that. And honestly, it's also another thing I've been struggling. It's waiting and trusting in God, in Yahweh. And it's been hard because, you know, we always want to see results right away. We want to see results, but God doesn't work like that, because in the waiting, he works on us. In the waiting, he shows us and reveals us things. And I really like the new Elevation Worship song and Maverick City song, I Shall Not Want. There's this one just verse in that song that says, the green only grows in the valley, and that's where you are. It's true. There can't be flowers in our life without the rain. And wait, how did I just go from comparison to that? Oh my goodness, whatever. But, you know, we have to experience the trial, because that's the only way we grow. And I don't know who needs to hear that, but hopefully it was the right person. And yeah, y'all, comparison, whether you're a guy or girl, like I said, we all kind of struggle with it. And how to defeat that? Well, stay close to God's word. I'm sorry, you probably didn't want to hear that, but man, pray to have a desire for God's word, because he will fulfill that desire. Like, he won't withhold that from you. Another song that I find really good, The Father Song by Upper Room. Whew. This is one line in that song. It's here's my love. I would not withhold that from you. Pray for a desire for his word and stay close to his word, because that's where his promises are. That's how, because once you're full with God's truth, why is there to compare? Because another thing with comparison is we're lacking attention, so we look to worldly things. And when you're completely content and sustained and fulfilled in Christ, and how do I do that? Well, read his word, because honestly, when you read his word, oh my goodness, there's so much fullness and contentment in that word, with having just knowing that you're fully known and loved by God. You won't need to seek any attention from anyone else. And I'm saying that, but I'm honestly struggling to find my full validation in Christ, and I'm praying that God will help me with that. Sorry, anyways. 12:24, guys. I'm going strong. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I need to go to sleep soon. It's okay. Don't worry. For Jesus. Anyways. Another thing, prayer. Like, oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I say the same three things every time. Read your Bible, pray, and worship. Because that's literally all you need. And with prayer, we cannot forsake the power of prayer, because I've really just seen how God has answered all these prayers in my life, and how his hand is just in everything. Like, some things are just orchestrated to perfect, perfection, not gonna lie. Like, some things are just, like, perfectly orchestrated in my life. I'm like, that just has to be God. That can't be anything else but God. And a big example of that is my friendships, and I'm so very thankful, guys. Don't lose hope if you don't have that Christian community yet. Keep praying for it, because God will provide that. We need people to help us be accountable. Like, we can't do this walk alone, and God is there's people out there that love Jesus and are on fire for him and are willing to lead you closer to Christ. I think something that really motivated me as I was praying for Christian friends was there's someone praying for me to meet someone like me. Like, I'm praying for someone to meet, like, you know, does that make sense? Like, there's someone out there that is also praying for what I'm praying for. You know what I mean? Okay, I hope that makes sense. But sorry, am I talking about Christian friends comparison? I don't really know anymore. It's okay. Anyways. Worship too, because man, okay, there's something about worship music. It just shifts the whole atmosphere. I have a playlist on Spotify. Actually, I use Tidal now, which is kind of like, you still pay for it and everything. No ads and things like that. I don't know why my dad subscribed to that. Why am I talking about my music plan subscription? I'm so sorry. Anyways, I have a playlist. If y'all need worship music, let me know. Anyways. But yeah. Also, get into a church if you haven't. Find community. Things like that. Because really, if you go to church, there's usually life groups and things like that. And youth groups and young adults groups and church groups and but mostly stay close to God and pray for intimacy with him, because in the end he's all that matters. And when you fill your heart and mind with his truth, the comparison, it can't stand against them. Boom. Anyways, I love y'all so much, and praying that God would just hold up. Not hold up. What? Why did I just say that? Sorry, y'all. 12:27 a.m. Why am I tired? I'm usually never tired around this time. That's funny though. But what I meant to say is, I'm just gonna pray over y'all real quick. Heavenly Father God, thank you for the person watching this, God. Father, thank you that they listened this far. And I just pray that every word I said that was from your Holy Spirit would sink deep into their hearts, and that they would apply it to their lives, God. Help them look to your word, and that everything I said may align with scripture. And if it doesn't, God, I just pray that you would drop it to the ground, God. And please take it out of our minds, God. And may everything that we do reflect you, God. And if it doesn't, please correct us, Father, and help us listen, God. And yield to you, God. And yield to instruction from you and discipline from you, God. We pray to be obedient to you, God. And when you call us to do something, let us not put it to the side, Father, but do it right away, God. Father, thank you for emptying yourself and becoming a servant, even though you had all the authority and all the power, Jesus. But still, you humbled yourself, God. And I thank you for that. Thank you for showing the best form of humility. And I pray that you would help us do the same. Please surround this person, God, with Christian community, Father, people that are on fire and have intimacy with you, God. And for you, God, they may be on fire for you. And that they would lead this person to you, God. And this person would do the same to them. And sorry, I was searching. Anyways, help us, God, have a desire for your word and to seek you above all else. And may you be the first and the last, the middle and the end, and just the center of it all in our lives, God. And we love you, we trust you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Alright, guys, thank you for listening this far, and I hope that this helped with you, and I hope this helped, yes. I'm gonna go pray, and, I'm gonna read, like, a psalm or something. I'm gonna pray and go to sleep. I'm so tired, but if y'all need prayer, if y'all don't have my number, or y'all need my Instagram, it's usually linked in the, it's in the podcast description. It's _rejoice.in.truth. And yeah, just DM me there. I do post a lot on Instagram, actually. I think I need to take a social media fast. But anyways, yes, I love y'all so much, and stay tuned for the next episode. I'll probably have someone speak, hopefully. If it's in God's will, probably the same people I always have. But y'all really like those episodes every time Audie and Seth talk, which is really good, because yeah, those are my besties, and God has placed the same calling over our life, which is, oh my gosh, sorry guys. I love them so much. I've never been so grateful or thankful. Anyways, shout out to them. Yes. Anyways, they love Jesus so much, and they lead me closer to Christ, and hopefully I do the same to them. Anyways, but, okay, guys, remember, no comparison, right? Fill your heart and your mind with God's truth and God's promises and what God says about you, and know that you are made to live original, and God has a unique plan ordained for you, written for you, a walk for you. Your walk with Christ is your walk with Christ. Don't compare to anyone else's, and trust him and seek him and wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Oh, why did I just wait on Yahweh? Yeshua loves you. I love you guys. Bye bye.